It's Grand Old Opry time. Rob Brassfield, Minnie Pearl, and starring Ned Foley.
Well, I broke the string, boys, so I'm going to have to do something here. Bread in the kitchen, and it slipped up the lid, and it slipped my pocket full of shortening bread. Sold the skinnet, and sold the lid. Sold a gal to make shortening bread. A man who did a baby lunch, shortening, shortening. A man who did a baby lunch, shortening bread. A man who did a baby lunch, shortening, shortening. A man who did a baby lunch, shortening bread. And they put on the lid, man, they're trying to make a little shortening bread. That ain't all that she's trying to do. She's trying to make a little coffee, too. A man did a baby lunch, shortening, shortening. A man did a baby lunch, shortening bread. A man did a baby lunch, shortening, shortening. A man did a baby lunch, shortening bread. Lying in bed, two well sick and the other most dead. I said for the doctor and the doctor said, I give them baby some shortening bread. A man said a baby loves shortening, shortening. A man said a baby loves shortening bread. A man said a baby loves shortening, shortening. A man said a baby loves shortening bread. Man said a baby loves shortening bread. Thank you, man. Much obliged. Mr. Foley?
Yes, Rodney.
I'm so damn blame mad I could just buy off the butt end of a banana. I'm telling you the truth. I didn't have me no plans for this Saturday, so when I come in here tonight, I asked Wally Fowler what I could do with my weekend.
Rod, what did Wally say when you asked him what you could do with your weekend?
Well, Wally said, Rodney, the best thing you can do with your weekend is to put a hat on it. That just kills me to... Yeah. Howdy, friend. It ain't so hot tonight, is it? Last week, I learned all about friendship down there in Hornwall. Yes, sir, I learned that I ain't got an enemy in the world, but all my friends hate me. Who done that? It all started when my gal friend Susie come to see me. Susie come to see me there, and we had a little spat. We kind of get in a little argument there once in a while. And she says to me, she says, Rodney... She said, Rodney, I can't marry you, but I'll always be your friend. I'll be your friend till the end. I says, okay, friend, lend me $5. She says, this is the end. Of course, woman-like, Susie started sobbing there and got mad and started sobbing and crying a little dab, dab and half two dab. She says, Rodney... How can you say such things about me when I have always told everybody that you are so sensible and level-headed? I said, Susie, you ain't never told nobody I'm level-headed. You always said I was flat-headed. That made her so mad she could eat a banana. She didn't dare say nothing, thought I'd slept with... I love that woman. Well, after we got through arguing there, we sort of made up, and we was a kissing there. We was... Yeah, I kissed.
her. I just love that woman. I tell you, look her. I love to kiss that woman. It's much fun. I just love to kiss that woman.
Well, we was a-kissing there when all of a sudden she rears back and she says, Rodney Bass, feel I could never marry you. You're too much of a caveman. And so I just throws out my chest and I say, Susie, you mean I'm a big, strong he-man, caveman? She says, nope, I mean every time you kiss me, you cave, man.
Great feeling to say howdy to that famous Montgomery, Alabama singing personality, Hank Williams.
Thank you, sir.
Well,
you wore out a brand new truck, packing and unpacking your junk. Your daddy's mad, he done got peace. You gonna change your ammo, gonna leave. You gonna change your way of living, change the things you do. Stop doing all and things that you oughtn't to. Your daddy's mad, he done got peace. And you gonna change your ammo, gonna leave. Just keep nagging all the day long. Now you gotta stop. I don't mean please. You gonna change your ammo, gonna leave. The way to keep a woman happy and make her do what's right is love her every morning, ball her out every night. Your daddy's mad, he done got peace. Cause every time you get mad, you pack your rags and you go home to dad. You tell him lies, he don't believe. And you gonna change your ammo, gonna leave. Gonna change your way of living, change the things you do. Stop doing all them things that you oughtn't to. Your daddy's mad, he done got peace. You gonna change your life, or gonna leave.
Now, friends, here's Wally Fowler and the Oak Ridge Quartet showing us what is meant by real spiritual singing as they give us Joshua Fit the Battle of Jericho.
Joshua fits the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fits the battle of Jericho and the walls came tumbling down. Oh, the walls came tumbling down. The walls came tumbling down.
You can talk about your man of Gideon, talk about your man of Saul, but it's none like good old Joshua at the Battle of Jericho. And then
it's Joshua and Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Oh, Joshua and Jericho, and the wall came tumbling down.
The wall came tumbling down.
The wall came tumbling down.
The march around.
Jack, and the wall came tumbling down.
When the lamb ran, she born began to blow. The children began to shout. Oh, Joshua walked up to the wall and he led his people out. I'm telling you, Joshua,
Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Oh, Jericho, 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 and the wall came tumbling down.
Oh,
okay, come
lovely to fool the families having a little gathering tomorrow. It being Sunday, and the folks are coming in from Berea, Kentucky, for a little get-together. I know there'll be fried chicken and a lot of good talk, and I know, too, that when the sun goes down, Aunt Lucy will go quietly over to the old organ, and that'll be the signal for a few wonderful old hymns. One of the first we'll be singing will be this one here called Cleansing.
Mother-in-law. Well, while I was on that there bus, who do I see but that boy crazy, Messalina Moss. She's from Grinder Swift. Messalina. Messy for sure. Well, so they call that girl the draft board in Grinder Swift. They call it draft board because she'll take any fella from 18 to 45. I'm sure glad I'm not boy crazy like that. Well, so those seeing Messalina made me glad to have Hezzy. That there's my fella's Hezzy. Well, it did. That there's his name. Why, I call him that. The other night, Hezzy says to me, he says, Minnie Pearl, when I try to kiss you, I can't figure out why you always yell, stop. I said, what I can't figure out is why you always do. Well, I reckon y'all think all I think about is just kissing. That's right. Well, sir, I remember one time at a dance, there at Grinder Switch, I asked Hezzy if he'd like to set out the next set on the porch. And he got mad and said, if you don't like the way I dance, just say so. I don't know about that fella, do you? Well, so though we had us a shower for Salina Beetle Bob over in Grinder Switch this week, and Prunella Peabody, the local spinster lady. She's the only spinster lady nearly batting around the switch. We got one more. Well, sir, Prunella was there, and she nearly knocked everybody into a conniption fit at that shower. She told us she's got 14 kids. We all forgot she had a goat farm.
Hey, Minnie Paul.
Yes, Rodney.
Did I ever tell you about that I used to run a goat farm?
A goat farm?
Yeah.
You had one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got wind of it.
Minnie, it's much easier to milk a goat than it is to milk a cow.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. You see, in milking a goat, there's just two things you have to remember. First, you,
That's all right, then. Never mind, Robin. You to bust into that shower last Tuesday.
Well, Flitter, Minnie, Shalina's husband, Uni, told me that Shalina was expecting a shower, so I come over with my umbrella. That was sure some hen party, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I never heard so much cackling in my life. I'm telling you, I ain't heard so much cackling since Uncle Sipes' old rooster laid out their egg.
Now, Rodney, how can a rooster lay an egg?
Well, it ain't easy, Minnie. You know something? I heard them women are talking, and I just had to laugh with what I heard one of them say. That gal said they didn't like to kiss a feller with whiskers.
Did they say that?
Yeah, they said that. They said when the gal makes up her mind to kiss a feller, they ain't going to beat around the bush.
Crazy things. Now, Susie Smirchy's feller took up for a ride in his car.
Susie Smirchy?
Yes. Smirchy's I can stand right now. Just go ahead. And he mustn't have been keeping his mind on his driving, because all of a sudden he turned into a ditch and throwed them both out on the bank.
Did you hurt them, Minnie?
Well, I guess Susie's feller must have been not silly, because he grabbed hold of Susie and started kissing her.
He did?
Yes.
Started kissing her?
Yeah.
Must have been delirious or something. he started kissing her, huh?
Yeah, and Susie says it seems to me it had been a whole lot simpler if you'd just run out of gas.
One of the nation's leading folk singers, Little Jimmy Dickens.
Hello, Red.
Hi there, Tiger.
How you doing?
What do you brought along with us besides your guitar tonight?
Red, I'd like to do one of my latest recordings, a little thing here called Country Boy, if you don't mind. Just a simple guy. There's one thing sure as shooting. I hate those folks who think that they're so death-burned highfalutin'. I'd be the same in Hollywood or right in my own kitchen. I believe in fussing when you're mad and scratching when you're itching. I'm a plain old country boy, a cornbread loving country boy. I raise cane on Saturday, but I go to church on Sunday. I'm a plain old country boy, a tater eating country boy. I'll be looking over that old gray mule when the sun comes up on Monday. Where I come from, opportunities, they never were too good. We never had much money, but we've done the best we could. My doctored me from young and old on Epsom salt and iodine. Made my diapers out of old feet sack, my fenders out of flour. I'm a plain old country boy, a cornbread loving country boy. I raise cane on Saturday, but I go to church on Sunday. I'm a plain old country boy, a tater-eating country boy. I'll be looking over that old gray mule when the sun comes up on Monday. If I'd reach for a drumstick, I was bound to get a licking. She always saved two parts for me, but I had to shut my mouth. Twas a gizzard and the north end of a chicken flying south. I'm a plain old country boy, a cornbread loving country boy. I raise cane on Saturday, but I go to church on Sunday. I'm a plain old country boy, a tater-eating country boy. I'll be looking over my old gray mule when the sun comes up on Monday.
What you want me to sing?
Well,
please.
I want you to sing that in there that where you just beat the tar out of them mules. You know?
You mean mule train?
Oh, yeah.
All right, you help me out, will you, Rob?
I'll try.
Come on, Carl, you don't.
Get up there, right there.
Whoa, George,
get up there. Mule train, ha! Get up there, ha! Mule train, ha! 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 Clear the clouds over hill and plain. Seems as how they never stop. Clibbity clop, clibbity 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 clibbity, clear the clouds alone. There's a pluggage in the back of for a miner in Corona. A guitar for a cowboy way out in Arizona. A dress for calico for a pretty Navajo. Get along, mule, get along.
Ah, get up there, Pete. Get over there.
Kate.
Kate,
Beck.
Mule, Kate. Along the mountain train, soon they're gonna reach the top. Clibbity clop, clibbity clop, clibbity clop, clibbity 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 clopping along. There's some cotton thread and needles for the folks away out yonder. A shovel for a miner who left his home to wander. Some rheumatism and pills for the soldiers in the hills. Get along, mule, get along.
Get up there, you lost me a rascal, you. Mule train, ha!
Yeah!
Ha! Ha! Mule train, ha! Yeah! Ha!
Clear the clopping over hill and plain. Clippity-clop, 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 clippity-clopping along. There's a letter full of sadness and it's life around the border. A pair of boots for someone who had a new order. Bible in the back for the Reverend Mr. Black. Get along, me new. Get along. Get along. Get along.
That's about all for now, but we'll be back again next week with another Grand Old Opry. Thank you.
United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.